T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We talked to our buddy Ross Tucker from NBC Sports, Sirius XM, and of course the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's brought to us by Bud Light. Join John and I for every Eagles away game for the Bud Light Facebook Live pregame show. We hope we don't have to do that in the NFC Championship game. We'd like to do the show from the Xfinity tailgate zone, right? I mean, just because that'd be a home game. But if we have to, we'll be on the road for the Bud Light Facebook Live pregame show for the championship game if need be. Go to cbsphilly.com/Bud Light for details for the next event. Again, that's cbsphilly.com/Bud Light. Let's welcome him in, Mr. Ross Tucker. What up, Ross?
Joe, John, what's up, dudes?
Many things. Ross, I'm going to kick right to it with you. Topic of the day. We'll get to what happened in the game and all the nuances and what it means. But very simply, do you view the Eagles as a lesser team because they lost to the Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys talk about that. It's an interesting phrase, lesser team. I mean, if you look statistically, I don't want to say they dominated the game, but they had the upper hand in the game. But I don't know. I mean, I went into the game. I told you guys last week that I thought that the Eagles would win the game by double digits. And they lost by 14 points. And I know Wentz fumbled at the 1 yard line and this and that. We could all point to plays, but that's also kind of like the loser's mentality. You know what I mean? Like pointing to the plays that could have been. All that matters is what happened. So if I thought they were going to win by double digits, Joe, and they lost by 14, I guess I have to think of them as at least a little bit. That's a 24-point swing.
Thank you.
So I think they're a little bit lesser of a team. I mean, I think they're kind of who they are still, but I don't know.
Seattle didn't play like who I thought they were.
No, Seattle ran the ball better than I thought they would.
Yeah.
The Eagles weren't quite as dominant. I mean, look, I thought they'd win by double digits. I thought that they would, on national TV, dominate the game. Instead, they lost by 14 points. So, yeah, I think they're a lesser team. I mean, not by a lot, but a little bit of a lesser team, yeah.
Yeah. What an awesome response.
Well, Ross, we appreciate having you on today. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. All right, there he is, Ross Tucker. Goodbye.
What a responsible intelligent
Joe,
answer.
You don't think of them as a lesser team at all?
I don't.
Which is idiotic.
No, I don't.
Like Joe's just glossing over. Like, you know what? I didn't see it.
Listen, Hall of Fame quarterback playing a Hall of Fame game. I mean, that happens sometimes. You play on their turf. The left tackle is going to struggle in part because of the crowd.
They let them have a Hall of Fame game. It's their job to stop them.
When the guy runs backwards and finds his way out.
It was their job to stop him, and they didn't. Yeah, but they lost by 14 points, man.
But they fumbled at the one.
They scored 10 points. I don't care.
The refs stunk.
I don't care. You know what? Great point bringing up the loser's mentality, Ross, because that's what that is.
It is.
We're pointing at all these plays, woulda, coulda, shoulda. The point is, when the pressure was on, they didn't.
You know, that's what happens, too, is people say, oh, our record's 7-5, but we should be 9-3 because that one game at the end of the game, so-and-so. No. Because that's what other teams could do to the Eagles, too, Joe.
I mean, but Ross, they're 10-2. They're 10-2.
Yeah, and guess what, Joe? I thought that they were going to clearly be the number one seed in the NFC.
There was
a huge swing on Sunday. There were two upsets, Seattle beating the Eagles and Minnesota winning in Atlanta. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons were favored in that game. I thought they would get it done. They couldn't. So instead of the Eagles having a two-game lead for home field advantage with four to play, they right now technically are in second place because of the tiebreaker against Minnesota. I'll tell you this much. They better win on Sunday. I mean, can you imagine if they lose on Sunday to the Rams?
Be tough. Look, they might be the 3 seed. They might be the 4 seed. I mean, any of that's possible. They're going to be 1-4 somewhere. I mean, listen, I get it. I know the stakes you're saying. To me, though, Ross, the spot where you and I diverge and where John and I clearly diverge is the concept of what Seattle is and what it represented. And it just doesn't shock me that they lost to Seattle. And that was the whole thing I kept saying last week when I said I thought they'd win, but it wasn't like Seattle had a puncher's chance. Seattle had a real viable shot. That's a really good team on their turf, a game they really needed.
See, and I don't think
Seattle's... The thing is, they weren't playing like a really good team.
Yeah, I don't think Seattle's all that good. I'm surprised, frankly, that the Eagles' defensive line didn't dominate more. I'm surprised that they didn't get Russell Wilson even more. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they scored 10 points in a football game.
Yeah,
they don't have Cam Chancellor. They don't have Richard Sherman. I mean, the Seahawks, I don't think, are one of the five best teams in the NFC. It wasn't a three-point game, Joe. I mean, they beat them 24-10. I thought the Eagles would win by double digits. That's a 24-plus point swing. I'm a fraud if I don't say I think they're a little bit of a lesser team.
So when the 49ers lose to the Eagles in 94 by 32 points and they win the Super Bowl, like, I mean, the Eagles won 40-8. Sometimes better teams lose to lesser teams. I mean, it happens. Anyway, let's go to the phones. 888-729-9494. We talked to Jason. Jason, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great, Jason.
What's up, Jason?
How are you?
Yeah, I was at the game this weekend. I'm a huge Philly fan from Philly, been out here for 20 years.
Oh, so it is the morning for you still.
See,
the rest of us, it's the afternoon right now.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, watching that game, I saw the tightness. You're talking about, you know, do you think they're a lesser team? I don't think they're a lesser team as far as a build or anything. To me, it's the coaching. I think they coached tight and they coached in this game not to lose.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I mean, yeah. And you know, like I said, I'm out here in Northwest. I hear everything about Seattle day in, day out. It just drives me nuts. You know how, like, in the days, we always want to beat the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Seattle is kind of like my midseason Super Bowl. You know, I just want to beat these guys because all you hear out here is those guys.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you know, you got Wentz. You had the fumble down the end zone, and then you had the overthrow to Aguilar. Totally different game. I know what the guy just said in regards to loser's mentality, but – playing tight, just those two plays, they were still in a position to win. Just a couple things go their way.
Well, they were big things, though, Jason. I'll say that. I mean, yes, it's a couple things, but they're also big things. Carson Wentz, when he has that opportunity, he's got to hit that. And it wasn't just that one. He had the underthrow to Aguilar that Aguilar caught, but it was a poorly thrown ball. He had to sit it down and basically fall down and get it. He was tackled, right, touched right there. I mean, they clearly did not play a good game. I mean, there's no other way around it. They made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe? Just to jump on there with what the caller said about Peterson, what bothers me more than them, quote-unquote, playing not to lose was that, you know, Peterson made some decisions that are out of character.
I agree with you.
That I'm more like, if he was a guy that always was conservative like that, okay. But the fact is they got to a big game against a good team in a big spot, and Peterson did things differently than he has been doing.
That bothered me too.
And
okay,
frankly,
so that bothers you, but you don't think differently about the Eagles.
And frankly, let me say this though, Joe. Mm. Frankly, I love Wentz. You guys know I love Wentz. That one play to Aguilar is the craziest, sickest thing I've ever seen in my life, right?
Right, right.
I love the guy, okay? But he missed several plays going against a fellow top five quarterback in a big spot where everybody was watching, that Russell Wilson didn't miss. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking, maybe it's only his second year and blah, 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 but if we're talking about Super Bowl and we're talking about big-time things, the coach coached out of character and the star quarterback did not make the plays. And look, Russell Wilson outplayed Carson Wentz, period.
No question about it.
Here's the thing that's irksome to me, Ross. Joe, previous to that game, had been talking like the Super Bowl was a foregone conclusion, like it was in the bag every week after every win. It was jokey, hey, the Super Bowl's on the horizon, you know, and it was a done deal. Do you feel that way now, Joe?
No, I don't feel it's a done deal.
So something has changed.
Yeah, the home field advantage thing has changed. I don't think the Eagles are a lesser team.
So your view of the Eagles' prospects of winning the Super Bowl, as you were so certain of previously, that has changed, but you don't view them
Let me say this because I knew then and know now that they could get to the Super Bowl or not get to the Super Bowl, right? Obviously, we all know that. Let me just say this. As we sit here today on December the 5th, 2017, my expectation is that the Philadelphia Eagles this season will make the Super Bowl. I believe the Eagles will play in the Super Bowl this season.
Wow.
Whether they have the one seed, whether they have the two seed. Now listen, three seed would really hurt a lot. I don't think they're going to have the three seed. I don't. I think they're going to win the last three. If they beat the Rams, they're going 14-2. They're either going to be the one and two seed, one or two seed. If they lose to the Rams, they're probably going to be the two or the three, or theoretically maybe even the four, but probably not, because at 13-3, it'd be really hard to be the four seed. I think they're either going to be one, two, or three. I'm telling you, in my heart of hearts, I believe the Eagles will reach the Super Bowl this season. And I'm not deterred. I know probability has gone down, but in my heart, I believe this team is going to the Super Bowl.
And previously, you were saying that they would win the Super Bowl, that it was a done deal.
No, I never said definitively win. I always said them in New England, Pittsburgh, and all that previously.
Super Bowl
Kansas City.
Champs. Eagles chant with Super Bowl champs in there.
There's a little tongue in cheek there.
No,
come on,
it's different. You cannot tell me it's not different. Now.
I am telling you it's different. No, I'm telling you. I just told you. I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl. I didn't say. Listen, I know I did the EAGLES Super Bowl champs thing. Obviously, I'm playing around a little bit in that point.
Now you wouldn't play around like that.
I'm going to be a little bit more less flippant about it. I understand that. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I think they're playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So put that in your freaking pipe and smoke it, in the words of Hal McCray. 888-729. I need Hal McCray, Rich Seltzer. I need some Hal McCray. Remember that when he flipped out in his office?
You were once certain that this was...
I need the Hal McCray audio.
You were certain this was the best team in the NFL, so much so that you were joking about winning it all.
Yep.
Regularly.
Yeah, pretty frequently.
No longer do you feel the ability to joke about winning it all.
I'll tone the joking down for a week, sure. That's fair. I'll see that.
You tell me you feel exactly the same about this team as you did when you were saying they were winning the Super Bowl with regularity.
That's exactly correct.
Super Bowl.
Yep. If you feel like you're getting somewhere with the jury, you're not. We'll find out. Let's see what the people have to say.
It's impossible. What you're describing is impossible,
John. We'll find out what everyone has to say. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia live from the Tasty Cake Studios. I need Seltzer to find me that Hal McCray audio. Dave in Kennick Square. Dave, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, fellas? I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Things to say. I agree with you, Joe. I feel like one regular season game won't make or break the season. You know, any team can lose any game. It's all about how we answer this Sunday in L.A. I feel like a lot of mistakes are overlooked when we win a game, you know, and this loss should really humble these guys and bring them back down to earth.
Yeah.
They were on a big high.
I hope so.
You know, 9-game winning streak. And then second off, I really feel like the forward lateral on third down really changed the game. I mean, we had scored on the previous possession. And with the defensive stand, you know, the momentum would have really swung in our favor.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure who predicted the somebody on WIP predicted that it would be, a touchdown game and the Eagles would win on the last possession. And if that we would have challenged and won that play, you know, the momentum would have changed so much that I feel like we would have went right down the field.
Well, it's not just about momentum. It's just about getting the ball. I mean, the big issue is it was a 7-point game, and instead of getting the ball on a punt, they had to still play defense, and the other team scored, and it was a 14-point game.
The problem is none of that happened. What happened? It's in the books.
I guess
we lost by two touchdowns.
Doug Peterson made a bad decision, which if he does
and Doug Peterson could very well make more bad decisions. Okay. We've seen that
All right, so I'll ask
This is not the Doug Peterson that we thought is completely revamped and reformed from the mistake-prone Doug Peterson that we saw at times last season.
Right, but coaches also do dumb things.
Yeah, and it will cost you.
The two most important things are the coach and the quarterback, and neither one of them were good enough on Sunday night.
They both had their worst game of the season and the biggest game of the season.
And would you guys agree with me? Because, Joe, I understand. I agree with you with the last three games. I'd be surprised they don't win the last three games. But I don't care, and I know 13-3 – they're probably getting a bye, 13-3. They're probably the one or the two.
Probably, but not definitely, but probably.
Right. Because, by the way, if they're 13-3, that probably means that they lose to the Rams this Sunday.
Correct.
Which, you know, then Minnesota's there, then LA's there. But here's my thing. I don't even care. I think that this game against the Rams is huge.
Oh, it's big, man.
You can't – I mean, if they go to LA and lose, then it's – they lost two in a row. Then it's – they lost to the two playoff teams they played. Then it's – you know, then they've lost a lot of momentum. I mean, I think this is – it's funny because everything we're saying about, you know, was it just one game? Was that we're going to find out so much more on Sunday than we know right now. So much more.
Right.
Let's talk to Christopher in Williamstown. Christopher, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great, Christopher.
I just wanted to say we need to stop worrying about this team because I think we're going to be okay. There's a lot of good teams that go through the season, and they have bad losses. I honestly don't think that Seattle was a bad loss. We went to a hostile environment. You got Russell Wilson. He's got a lot of Super Bowl experience. You know,
he's got big game experience, and we don't, and it looked like it.
It's also where the Redskins won with half their players.
Yeah.
I think you know, I think they kind of felt a little invincible. Like, you know, we step on the field, we're 10-1. The guys are just going to lay down, and we're going to win. That brought them down to size. Now they go to practice and be like, listen, we need to work hard. You know, we need to, you know, win this game. If they win this game and they win out, I mean, we're looking at them like they're the team that we thought they were. Who actually thought that this team was going to win the rest of the season games?
Yeah, they had a really viable shot. That I'll say. I mean, they did have a real shot at that because of how great they were.
I wanted to think that they could, and it looked like the proof was on the game tape week after week after week. I believed that they would be a one-loss team by the end of the season. I didn't want to say it, but that's what I felt.
And if you look at past records in games, a team going from the West Coast to the East Coast, vice versa, East Coast to the West Coast, it's the time difference. You know, I heard earlier that they said about they didn't leave till Saturday.
Yeah.
Why didn't they leave Friday?
Especially if you're in a time vortex like Joe and I were talking about, where the time moves ahead on the West Coast.
Did you hear that earlier, Ross?
And they didn't kick off till midnight.
Yeah, Ross, we were talking about how they were playing on. We were so wrong. We were talking about how, because we had the 3-hour difference thing right, but we forgot
that nailed down.
But we forgot that. Yeah, we had it all. We had it backwards.
They said they kicked off at 11:30 p.m. and the game wasn't over till 2:30 in the morning. And I lived on the West Coast for a decade, Ross.
Oh, man.
Pretty bad.
I could have heard that.
Well, it's also a day of comedy. Hey, yeah, Ross.
Well, I was just going to say, Joe, it's funny because I met an Eagles fan yesterday. I was in his office, and he's got a Dawkins thing up, and I don't know. I can't remember if it was McNabb or whoever. And he said he was glad that they lost because there's just no way that they were going to be able to win that many games.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I've heard people say that. I mean,
his point was they had to. I thought you said that last week. They had to lose one game because they're not going to win 15 games in a row or whatever.
I didn't say that. I don't believe it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's something about a coach being able to dig in after a loss on the guys. I mean, that's something Raleigh did in 85 after Nova lost at the end of the regular season to Pitt. Now, they still lost in the conference tournament, but he had a bad, like, 30-point loss. And Raleigh really dug into the guys, and obviously they responded over the next 3-4 weeks winning the NCAA championship. So I'm sure there's value there. What makes this one different, at least I think as we all experience it, is that because Minnesota freaking beat Atlanta, none of us are feeling very comfortable with the standings. That's the problem. The problem is, let's face facts, guys. Let's lay it out quick here. The bottom line is that if just the Atlanta Falcons had beaten Minnesota, we would feel a lot better right now. Yes, John? Yes, Ross? You agree?
Definitely better. I don't know about a lot better, but better. Definitely better. Definitely.
Yeah, and that's my thing. All right, by the way, also a day of comedy, because this is the anniversary of Beverly Hills Cop coming out in 1984. Eddie Murphy is Axel Foley, one of the great characters in 1980s comedy. Ross, give me a great character from a movie in an 80s comedy. We've heard Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. We've talked about Fletch. We've talked about Harry. Oh, we forgot to call Harry Doyle today. Damn. All right, James, I'm going to give you his number. What are you going to say to Uecker? You're going to say,
come on, man. You're going to call Uecker or you're going to call Angelina Jolie?
No, we're calling
Uecker. Let's call Angelina.
Hold on. Seltzer, you got to tell him, because you can't tell him that he's the guinea pig for whether the phone numbers
work.
You
got
to tell him we're celebrating
that.
Comedies from the 80s.
Of course.
And we want to talk about Major League.
Of course.
All right, let me get you the number.
What
Hang
else
on.
Would I say?
Right, well, I don't know. Make
hey,
sure you're
Uke.
Not an idiot. Hey, Uecker, you're the.
We're doing a gag about whether phone numbers work. I guess this one works. Want to hop on?
All right, Ross, give me a good character from the 80s comedy.
Oh, man. There's so many. Is Kingpin from the 80s or is that 90s?
90s.
Ooh, I think that's 90s.
I think that's 90s.
Oh, man. Big Earn is my favorite. you know what? Just because I like Bill Murray that much, I'll go with Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
Yeah,
but I want
fair.
Some more time to think about some other
All right,
ones.
You got it.
Hey,
got
I got to add
Dalai
one.
Lama, so I got that going for me, which is nice.
I got to add one that needs to be out there. The movie Spinal Tap is one of the greatest of all time. And Nigel Tufnel.
This one goes to 11.
Yeah. Nigel Tufnel. Christopher Guest is hilarious.
Never saw it.
I have no doubt that you haven't seen it, Joe. And that's another movie.
One of the funniest movies of all time.
Absolutely.
No question.
That is a movie that I have seen as many times as Joe DeCamera sees movies.
Wow.
And Nigel Tufnel is one of the greatest characters ever.
Yeah, well, I did finish Cheers season 2 yesterday.
Oh,
and I started season
great.
3. So that's what
it's
I got
good
going
use
for
of
me.
Time.
We go to Chuck and Trenton. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, what's up? Joe, I'm with you 100%.
Thank you,
okay?
sir.
Listen, there's a lot of firsts going to be with this team, right? I mean, does everybody agree? They had a very bad game. That's it. It's a bad a bad game, all right?
Yes.
The first time they were in a playoff atmosphere game, they didn't need the game as much as Seattle needed it. I'm not saying that's an excuse, but I see them doing very well when they get to the playoffs. Now, they've been there. Doug made a bunch of mistakes in that game. So did Carson. I don't see anything that we cannot clean up for the next game or for our playoff run. I mean, do you? I mean, now you've seen it.
The
now
left,
you're
the left, well, let's the left see tackle it. Is a little bit of an issue. That he's got to play better. I will say that. Now maybe some of that Seattle and the crowd noise, but Vitae is, I think, the weakest link of the starters. I think.
Guys, if we go to Minnesota and play, the crowd noise is going to be just as bad,
yeah.
And Vitae will look just as bad against that D-line as he looked against the Seahawks.
Sure, John, but don't you agree that now that we've been there and seen that type of atmosphere, especially in Seattle, I mean, because Seattle is one of the loudest places you're going to go to, that now that we've seen it, we'll be more prepared?
I certainly hope so. Does that mean Doug automatically becomes calm? And is willing to gamble like he is during, you know, non-national games? I don't know. I don't know what Doug we're going to get.
Well, we've seen Doug after the loss in KC, how he came back out in the final game and it was more run than
yeah.
pass. It was more bounce. He made
That's a really good point. He's someone who isn't so set in his ways that he's not going to try to, you know, change and get better.
I would feel a lot, you know, I would feel different, don't get me wrong, if we went into Cleveland and lost like that. But like Joe's been saying all morning, I mean, it is Seattle. It is a tough team. It's a tough place to play. It is Russell Wilson. And you know what? He whiffed. You know, Carson Wentz whiffed, and so did the coach. And that's all. Clean it up, and let's get it going for next week.
All right, you got it, Chuck. All right, we also have an update on the Uecker thing. Bad news. Bad news, guys.
Oh, no.
I look at my phone book.
That's surprising.
I don't have Uecker's number. I thought I did.
Oh, no.
I've got one baseball person in the U's. Who do you think it is?
One baseball person
I got
in the
one,
U's.
I got one U in
Justin
baseball.
Justin Upton.
Good guess. No. Like, how about that Commissioner Peter Uberoth? So I don't
really.
Yeah, I got Uberoth's number, but I don't. You know, and before him, I got John Tudor at the end of the T's.
John Tudor, that's a useful number.
And after that,
'80s Cardinals.
And after that, the start of the V's, I got Bobby Valentine. I thought I had Uecker's number. I don't have Uecker's number.
So does that mean we're calling Angelina?
You want to call? what do you got, Ross? What do you got?
In all sincerity, yeah. Other than your mom, any girls' numbers in there?
Yes, he's got Christina Aguilera and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I got your sister, Ross.
I'm pushing hard. I'm pushing hard.
Whoa. Well, she's married. She's 40.
Yeah,
three kids.
That's why she's not under Tucker.
You don't have Angelina Jolie's number.
Well, I do, but he says he does. I doubt it works. I don't think it works. Probably an old number. Jenna Cameron Generation. Did I cross the line? I didn't cross the line, right? It's all in good spirit.
No, you did. I'll see you soon.
888-729-9494. We'll see if I'm still alive coming back. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. Ross Tucker joins us for the hour. We keep rocking calls 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.